Okay, it's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Democrat Joel Brennan says he can win Wisconsin's governor's race if only voters get a chance to know him.
Brennan is a former cabinet secretary for Governor Tony Evers, who has plenty of experience in government, but he's struggling to stand out in his first ever run for political office. Corrine Hess has this profile.
On a recent Friday, Joel Brennan visits his local coffee shop. The brightly lit cafe is buzzing with customers. Brennan must know a dozen people here. As soon as he walks in the door, a friend of Brennan's tells him he saw his new campaign ad.
You know, first of all, when I heard your voice, I was working out. I paid more attention. Then I saw you, then I turned it off.
Moments later, Brennan turns around and is chatting with someone else.
Hi, I'm Joe Phillips.
Joe, how are you?
This is the version of Joel Brennan he wishes more people could see. A likable, everyday guy. Someone who can fill the shoes of Governor Tony Evers, his old boss. He's making his first run for office in a year when Wisconsin Democrats have had plenty of candidates and drama. What Brennan is hoping to convey is that he's a safe choice to take on Republican Tom Tiffany in November. He points to his experience as Secretary of the Department of Administration. It's a catch-all agency that manages everything from Wisconsin's Capitol building to billions of dollars in federal aid.
And having done it during the time when we've had as big a public health crisis as there has been in my lifetime, the biggest economic crisis that we've had over the course of the last 100 years, like, there are ways to prove that you have the mettle to do the job, and I've done it.
Brennan got his first taste of politics knocking on doors for Tom Barrett when he was running for re-election to the state legislature. Brennan went on to work on Barrett's campaigns for Congress and governor. Now in retirement, after serving as Milwaukee's mayor for nearly 20 years, Barrett is campaigning for Brennan.
He's got the skills that are necessary to be a great governor. He has the values, and I think first and foremost, you have to have a person with strong values. And he's really, I think, exemplified those values throughout his career.
Brennan started his campaign with a folksy approach. One of his ads features his wife and kids, who say his strengths include that he's a hard worker.
No weaknesses.
Dad jokes.
Dance moves.
Did you mention his clothes?
Early polling showed his messaging was not resonating. Barry Burden heads the Elections Research Center at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says Brennan's pitch comes at a time when many Democrats are moving to the left.
They'd really like to take back all the state government and push it in a more progressive direction. And Joel Brennan doesn't convey that idea as much as the other candidates do.
Burden says this primary is also historically diverse. He says that puts Brennan in an unusual position as the only white man running in the race for Democrats. In recent weeks, Brennan has tried new ways to stand out. When Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez's campaign imploded this month, Brennan was the first to attack. Now he is running a new ad. It starts with a video of his Democratic opponents, Francesca Hong, Mandela Barnes, and David Crawley.
She's a proud socialist. He lost statewide before. A couple weeks ago, he dropped out.
The ad says all three would lose in November. Brennan's argument is that he doesn't have the same baggage. The aggressive campaign shows a different side of Brennan than he started with. As the first-time candidate tries to introduce himself to tens of thousands of voters before the August primary. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
WPR will continue our series on the governor's race Monday with a profile of Democrat Mandela Barnes. This is WPR News.